The Educational Conference Board includes teachers, school superintendents, school board members, and the PTA, among other groups. Board Chair John Yagelski says the over $2 billion in additional funding that the Regents is recommending is needed to finally obey a 2006 order by the state's highest court. The ruling said that New York must spend more money on the state's poorest schools in order to fulfill a constitutional mandate to ensure that every student receives an adequate education. Yagelski says in the 12 years since the Campaign for Fiscal Equity case was decided by the state's Court of Appeals, things have gotten worse for the state's poorest and most vulnerable children.
While we've had a decrease in overall enrollment, we've had increases in the neediest students by significant amounts. All of those have been double-digit increases.
Since the 2007-2008 school year, the number of children receiving free and reduced-price lunches has increased by 15%. There are 18% more students who need to learn English while in school, and the number of disabled students has grown by 14%. The Educational Conference Board agrees with the Regents that an additional $1.5 billion needs to be placed in the state's foundation aid formula over the next 3 years. That fund targets spending on the state's neediest schools. Marina Marcoux O'Malley with the Alliance for Quality Education, a school funding advocacy group partly funded by the teachers' union, says schools in poorer areas can't draw on additional property tax levies to fund schools like they do in richer areas.
When you see those school districts who have 70% or 80% poverty and they're primarily black and brown, they do not have the same resources as their affluent counterparts have.
For the past several years, the advocates, along with the Regents, have recommended that the court order be fulfilled. And for years, the final state budget has included increases in state aid to schools, but not at the amount determined by the court. Among those resisting the additional spending is Governor Andrew Cuomo. He said repeatedly that more money is not the answer for public education. Marcoux O'Malley says there's a good chance, though, that 2019 could be different. Democrats will hold a definitive majority in the state Senate, and many of them, along with the Democrats who control the Assembly, support the increased school aid.
It's a clear indication that it's going to be a brand new day in Albany, and we expect and we urge them to follow the Regents' recommendations.
Yagelski, with the Educational Conference Board, agrees.
I don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but it certainly, from a political point of view, should be a very different arrangement in terms of what happens with school aid.
The group also wants to make changes to the state's property tax cap and allow for a true 2% increase in school taxes each year if local school boards think the extra money is necessary. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.